All right, today we're starting the sugya of Eid Zomim. This is a famous sugya in Shas, mostly because it's one of the Yal Kigam. There are six cases in Shas where we pass like Abaye against Rava, and this is one of them. So says the Gemara, Itmar, Tapuch Chav Zayin Amin Aleph, Eid Zomim, Abaye Amr Mafreyu Nifsal, Rava Amr Mikanu Labau Nifsal. So Abaye holds that when an Eid Zomim becomes an Eid Zomim, we view every Eidus that he has said since the Eidus that he has become an Eid Zomim from as being invalidated, and therefore if a guy on January 1st testifies that Reuven killed Shimon, and then February 1st he testifies on a shtar, and March 1st he testifies on a kiddushin, and April 1st he testifies on a gittin, and then on May 1st two people come and say, wait a second, you can't say Reuven killed Shimon. Imanu Yisem, you were with us the day that you say Reuven killed Shimon. Well, then the kiddushin's invalid, the shtar is invalid, the gittin's invalid, everything is invalid, he's totally Apostle Mafreya, and all those people who were relying on him as an aide, innocently, having no idea that he had that there was anything wrong with him. Seems like a Shomer Torah mitzvahs. They have no reputation of any problem with him. Everyone who is relying on him as an aide in the interim is out of luck because he's in fact apostle. That's Abaye's shita. Rava Amar Mikanu Labahu Nifsal. Rava says no. He's only apostle going forward. That an aid zomim is only possible from the moment from May 1st and on, when the Eidim came and said, Imanu Yisam Makom Ploni, you're with us somewhere else, the day you claimed Reuven killed Shimon, that's when he becomes possible. He doesn't become possible. He was not possible prior to that moment in time. Even though, l'chora, what we have just determined was that he lied on January 1st. So if he lied on January 1st, who's to say that he didn't lie on February 1st, March 1st, and April 1st? Nevertheless, for whatever reason, and we'll see there are two possible reasons, Rava holds he's only possible from May 1st and forward. So Abaye Amar L'Mafreya Hu Nifsal, Abaye explains his reasoning. Why is he possible all the way back from January 1st? So it's very simple logic. May Idna Da'asid Rashahu. From the moment he testifies, he is a Rasha, because we have now verified that he's a liar, and from the moment he's a liar, he's considered a Rasha. So the Torah says he can't have a Rasha as an aide. So he's a Rasha. He wasn't a Rasha always, but he was a Rasha from the moment he told that testimony. So that's it. But what's the svar for Rava? So Rava, there are going to be two possibilities. Abaye is Pashut. Abaye, you know, the Gemara doesn't even really need to explain. It's Pashut. Obviously, he was a Rasha from the time that he lied, from the time that he did something terrible. But Rava is a little trickier. So the Gemara has two possibilities. Possibility number one, Rava amar mikanu labo nifsal eid zomim chidushu, that the reason he's only possible from May 1st and not going back to January 1st is because the very concept that we're not going, well, shouldn't say which element, but the very concept of Eid Zomim, the very concept that this guy becomes an Eid Zomim, is itself a very great Chiddush. And we'll have to discuss what that Chiddush is exactly, but it's a very great Chiddush. My chas is, and why is it a Chiddush? Because the Gemara explains. My chas is to Samcha Sahani, Smocha Hani. What do you have over here? You have two Eidim that say we saw Reuven kill Shimon. Two other Eidim that say, no, you didn't see Reuven kill Shimon, because the day you claim you saw Reuven kill Shimon in New York, you were with us in California, so there's no way you could have seen Reuven kill Shimon. So you just have two witnesses, their word against, he said, she said. It's two words against, two Eidim's words against another two Eidim's words. Why would you know, why would you say with certainty that the second group is telling the truth and the first group is a liar? We have no idea, really. But the Torah is mechadesh. Yes, we do. The second group is telling the truth. The first group are a bunch of liars. So since the whole concept is a chiddush, ein lechabo ella mishas chiddush ve'elach. The chiddush only applies from the moment that the chiddush happens. The chiddush can't apply going backwards. We'll have to explain what that means also. So that's one approach to Rava. Why would Rava only say mikanu laba? Because of the concept that Eidim Zomim is a chiddush. Ikeda Amri, others say no. Rava namika Abaye svirle. Rava agrees mida or raisa. Of course Abaye is correct. These Eidim are rishaim from the moment they say their testimony. Right? Clearly they should be pasul. And mida raisa, they are pasul. Umaytam kamar mikanu laba. So why is it that they're only pasul mikanu laba? Why is it that Rava Paskin's only from May 1st going forward we can consider them pasul? Mishum pseido de lukuchos. It's a takanat rabbanan. It's a takana de rabbanon that we're worried. Why is it fair to the guy on February 1st who had this person sign on a major business deal, on a contract to purchase a building for $50 million? Why is it fair to him that he's going to lose out now because the aid that he innocently asked to sign his contract turns out to be pasul 3 months later? That's not fair at all. And therefore, takana de rabbanon pseudo de lukuchos, we declare that the aid zomim is only going to be pasul going forward. Now, Mishum Pseido de Lukuchos, Luchora, that should have nothing to do with Edom Zomim, right? So the Gemara will see. My Benayu, so my Nafkamina, whether Rava's reason to say he's only possible going forward is because it's a Chiddush or because of Pseido de Lukuchos. So the Gemara gives two Nafkaminas. Normally, when the Gemara gives two Nafkaminas, it tries to give it in two different directions. Like, meaning we have two possible reasons for Rava, either Chiddush or Pseidu L'Kuchos. So normally, if you have two Nafkaminas, you have one Nafkamina where Chiddush does apply, Pseidu L'Kuchos doesn't apply, and one where Pseidu L'Kuchos applies, Chiddush doesn't apply. That is not the case over here. Ike B'nai, the Gemara says, both Nafkaminas go in the same direction. One Nafkamina is, Das Hidu Beitre B'chad. Pasha Pshat, it wasn't a case where it was two against two, because you're right, that would be a great chiddush, that we believe the second one's over the first one. Let's say it's not such a chiddush. Let's say it's two against one. There are two eidim that testify about each one of the original eidim, that imanu hayisem. So then it's no longer a chiddush. Eidim zomim is no longer a chiddush in that case. Oh, if it's no longer a chiddush, so why is it only mikanu laba? So then it would only be mikanu laba if it's a problem, if it's an issue of pseidu delukuchos. Inami, the paslinu begazlanusa, or maybe the situation is that the second set of edim didn't say imanu yisem. The second set of edim said you're gazlanim. So it's not just two against two, because they're testifying about two totally different things, right? They're saying that you're complete gazlanim, that they're testifying about the people themselves, about the first set of Edom themselves. So that they're certainly believed. There's no chiddush in believing two Edom to testify about people's status. That there's no chiddush whatsoever. So the chiddush would not apply. Pseidu de lukuchos does apply. Rav Papa uvda kavase de Rava. Rav Papa paskin like Rava in practice. But Mar Bravash yamar hilchsa kavase de Abaye. Mar Bravash says no, the halacha is like Abaye. Vilchsa kavase de but Abaye be Yal Kigam. And Allah is like Abaye in all the Yal Kigam cases. And this is the ayin of the Yal Kigam. Right? Eid Zomim Kanalba, Eid Zomim Mafreya. It's interesting, the Yal Kigam, you would think they'd go in order, but they don't. Right? The way Rashi understands it is, what's the mem at the end of Yal Kigam? That's Mumarachal Nevelis Lachis. It's also on this daf. Two out of the six in Shas are in the same daf. Right here on Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Zayin. So I guess that's what makes it a very interesting and unique daf in Shas. Okay, that is the Gemara. There's a lot to try to figure out over here. Let's just outline some of the questions that we want to try to address, and then maybe we'll start addressing them one by one. This idea that Eid Zomim is only going to be, according to Rava, is only going to be Pasul Mikanul Haba. He's only going to be possible going forward. Let's say within the second day of Rava. Why? Because of Pseidu de Lukuchos. Why is he only going to be possible going forward? Because of Pseidu de Lukuchos. It's not fair to people who wanted him to sign that didn't have any inkling of any problems with this aid, right? So it's not fair. So what if you had a situation of not Hazama, but Eidus Mucheshes, or a Stam, just Stam Psuli Eidus. So if you have a situation, let's say, where the Gemara says about stamp suleidus of the paslinu begazlanusa, the Gemara already says, oh, if you're worried about pseidu de lukuchos, then let's say two people stole money on January 1st, and they're made on January 2nd, in some case, right? And then on December, 11 months later, someone comes to court and says, yeah, these guys stole money, they're possible. So everything they signed on in between, you're gonna invalidate them. That's not fair. No one knew. How could anyone possibly know? Right. That's what the Gemara is saying. Paslim de gazlanusa, that mishum pseidu de lukuchos, we would have to validate them. We would have to say that even though we know for sure they were ganavim already from January 1st, anything they signed, anything they testified between January 1st and when we knew that they stole has to be accepted. But what about edus hachasha? would you say the same thing that it's only Mikanel Haba by Eidus HaKhasha, or would you say that it's even the Mafreya by Eidus HaKhasha? In Eidus HaKhasha, what's the difference between HaKhasha and Hazama? Hazama is that I say Imanu Yisem, you were with me on the day you claimed to know your testimony. HaKhasha is you say Reuven killed Shimon, I say no, I know for sure Reuven didn't kill Shimon. I saw that, whatever, I just saw Reuven was doing something else, he was trying to help Shimon or whatever, he wasn't there, he wasn't killing Shimon, we were with you, we saw, we were at the same event, same place, you know, not denying your whereabouts on that day, I'm acknowledging your whereabouts, or not commenting on your whereabouts, but I know for sure that what you're saying is a lie. So when you have Eidus HaKhasha, the psul, assuming it's possible, that's a whole sugya also, what's the status of Eidus HaKhasha? I mean, Eidus HaKhasha, obviously, for this given case, for the case of the murder of Shimon, when Reuven kills Shimon, when you have two sets of Eidim that say, two Eidim that say it's that Reuven in fact killed Shimon, and two Eidim that say Reuven did not kill Shimon, obviously you can't prosecute, you can't execute Reuven. But can you have those Eidim serve as test as Eidim in another case? So that's a major discussion in the Gemara. It's a machloka samurayim. One shita is Hani Sadi Shakri Lamali, that two out of these four guys are lying, right? Either the first set's lying or the second set is lying. Why would you ever use them? Why would you ever take a chance? Every time you use any of these Eidim, you're basically flipping a coin whether you're using a liar or not. So why would you ever use them? Hani Sadi Shakri Lamali, I don't want these guys. Others say, another shita namurayim is, we don't know for sure who the liar is, and therefore every Jew has a cheskas kashrus, so go ahead and use them. What about using one aid from one set and one aid from the other set? So the Gemara says, well, that's much worse. If you use one aid from one set and one aid from the other set, then miman of shuch, you have a liar in your grouping. Okay, that's one issue to deal with. What about hakhasha? Another issue to deal with is what exactly is the chiddush of Eidim Zomim? Eid Zomim, the Gemara says, a chiddush, because why would you rely on these and not on those? So what does that mean? Had the Torah not told me Eid Zomim, what would I have thought? What would I have thought had the Torah never told me there's such a thing called an Eid Zomim? Two guys come to Bezin, they say Reuven killed Shimon. Two other guys come and say, no, you were with us that day. What would I have paskined in that case? Without the Torah telling me, believe the second guys, kill the first guys. What would I have paskined? What exactly is the chiddush? Right, so the Gemara says, I would have said, why rely on these, rely on those, you know, why rely on the second guys any more than the first guys? And therefore what? Therefore what? Is the chiddush that we passel the first guys definitively, and it's not just a suffix? Or is the chiddush that we don't passel the second guys at all? Normally, when you have two contradictory sets of testimony, so it casts a major shadow on both sets of witnesses, no? Because they're contradicting, someone's a liar. So it casts at least a major shadow, at least a suffix psul on both sets. So what's the chiddush of Eidim Zomim? That there's no shadow cast whatsoever on the second set? Or that the shadow is so strong on the first set that they're definitively possible, then we're even going to punish them? Yeah? Yeah, so... Okay, could very well be. The terminology you want to use is not a motzi mechaver olavrei. That's dafka dine mamanis, to get money from somebody. You want to say cheskas kashrus, that they have a cheskas kashrus, right? Is that what you mean? Yeah, that they have a cheskas kashrus. Okay, we'll have to deal with that. That's another question. Another question to deal with is, does this all apply? And this is really the first one I put on the sheet, although it's a fairly complicated sugya. What about Eidus Beshtar? What if it wasn't testimony that was issued in court? They signed on a document. So would you say by Eidus Beshtar that it could become Eidim Zomim also? Is there such a concept of Eidim Zomim when the whole Eidus was only the fact that they signed a shtar? Or do you say, no, dates in a shtar don't mean as much? Just because they sign on a document that's written, you know, that it says a date on top of that document, doesn't mean that they're committing and acknowledging that they saw that transaction on that date. there are other reasons why it might say that date on the document, even though the transaction didn't actually happen on that date. Do we say Eid Zomim by Eidos Bishtar? Another issue, why is it a great Chiddush to believe the second group over the first group? Everyone would hold, and Kuli Amal Pligi, for sure, that if two Eidim come and say, Ruvain and Shimon, you are both Gazlanim. We know for sure Ruvain and Shimon are Gazlanim. What's the halacha? What's the halacha in that case? Everyone agrees that these Eidim are believed Ruvain and Shimon are Pasim. Ruvain and Shimon are testifying that they're not Gazlanim. They're saying, no, we're not. No, everyone would agree Ruvain and Shimon don't have a right to testify about themselves. So the fact that there are two Eidim saying that they're Gazlanim, they're absolutely puzzled, right? Everyone would agree that that's true. If that's the case, what's the great Chiddush that we believe the second group in the situation of Eidim Zomim, that we believe the second group that says Imanu Yisem? There's a concept in Shas called Migo. Migo means, believe me in the Taina that I say, Migo that I could have said a better Taina that you for sure would have believed me. So if this second set just wants to discredit the first set, and they say, oh, we're discrediting you by saying that the day you claim to be in New York, you were with us in California, right? Why don't they just say, why don't we automatically believe that? Migo, that they could have said, what could they have said? You Gazlanim. And then they would for sure be believed to discredit that. So why isn't every Eid Zomim necessarily believed based on Migo? And what do you need? It's not a Chiddush at all that the second set is believed more than the first set. Another issue that we're going to have to deal with is there is a machlokas in our Gemara between Abaye and Rabba. We actually paskin like Abaye. Abaye says that the Eid Zomim is the Mafreya who nifsal. So why does Rabba hold its mikanu lahaba? So the first explanation of Rabba was he holds its mikanu lahaba because Eid Zomim is a chiddush. And what's Abaye's response? Gemara doesn't tell us. What are the possibilities? It's not a chiddush, right? Abaye might say, we're talking about chiddush. Who says chiddush? I don't think it's a chiddush. Or, what else might Abaye respond? I know it's a chiddush, but I don't agree that there's such a rule that ain't the chabo el mishas chidusha. Right? I don't think, who made up that rule? Or, I know it's a chiddush. I agree there's a rule, ein l'chabel mishas chidusho. What defines the shas ha-chiddush? What does shas ha-chiddush mean? Why is it the moment the second Eidim come and testify that's called the moment of the chiddush? So we got to figure out exactly what Abaye's response would be. And in order to figure out whether Abaye disagrees with Rava that it's a chiddush, we have to define the term chiddush. As Rav Shechter likes to say, everything's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that, if chiddush is something, if you define chiddush as something that I never knew before, or I never would have guessed, then kalatarukul is a chiddush. I never would have guessed that you should take a citrus fruit and a palm branch and wave it in different directions on the festival of Sukkot. Why would you assume that there's such a, no one would have ever thought of that one. That's weird. Never would have guessed to put black boxes on my arm and my head. Everything's a chiddush. Kol HaTorah Kula is a chiddush. I mean, maybe Lo Signov and Lo Sirtzoch aren't, but 99% of Torah is a chiddush. All of Ben Adam L'Makom, pretty much. So we have to discuss that as well. And then, one thing I want to spend some time on also is to go through the various cases in Poskim where the fact that Eid Zomim is a Chiddush plays a role and might make a difference in Halacha. The fact that Eid Zomim is a Chiddush in various cases might play a role in the Halacha. And we'll go through those cases. The Tosfos on this Amud are critical, each and every one. At least the first three. First thing, in terms of this sugya, in terms of this little piece of Gemara. So let's take a look at the top Tosfos first. Rava Mikanu Labonu. So good, so Rava says you're only possible going forward because Eid Zomim is a Chiddush. So Frek Tosfos, Tema. Hadam Parakhes Kasabatim, there's a Gemara, Mesechus Bab Basra, where the Gemara says as follows. So you know the third parak of Mesechus Bab Basra is all about Cheskas Habatim, that's the title of the parak. It's a 30 dapim long, the parak. Chazak of a bias means something else than Chazakah normally means throughout Shas. Chazak of a bias is that if a person comes into your house and says, "Hey, what are you doing here?" And you say, "What do you mean? I live here. I own this place." They say, "No, you don't. I own this place." So how do you prove that you own the place? So the best way to prove that you own the place is if you still have the deed to your house. Take out the shtar and say, "Look, it says that I'm the owner." That would be the best, right? What if you don't have the deed to your house? If you're able to prove that you've been living there day to day for the last 3 years, and not just that you're able to prove that you've been living there, but you claim that it's yours, if you say, "I've been living here and no one ever stopped me," and say, "Well, is it yours?" "No, but I've been living here, no one ever stopped me." That's not good enough. You need a chazaka sheyesh imo taina. You need to have some sort of taina that it's yours, and day to day, 3 years worth of living there, then that's called a chazaka, and we assume that the house is yours. Why 3 years? Anyone know why 3 years? What's the 3 years based on? So the Gemara in the third paragraph of Basra says, we assume up until 3 years, it's normal for a person to hang on to their shtar. After 3 years, no one has said anything, so you know you don't keep shtaros around forever. Your filing cabinets will overflow, and you know you need to do spring cleaning every once in a while. So things that you find that are really, really old, you know, you get rid of. You know, you don't have to worry that someone's going to come after you for it. So after 3 years, we assume people don't hang on to their shtar. So it's not a reisa. It's not meaning. If within 3 years someone comes over to you and says, "What are you doing in the house?" and you say, "It's mine," and they say, "Okay, where's the shtar?" and you don't have it. Well, there's a big kasha on you. Why don't you have that shtar? You bought a house, you should have a shtar. So that's a major reyusa. That reyusa goes away after 3 years. So all you need to prove is that you were living there 3 years. That's one approach of Rishonim and understanding Cheskas Gimel Shanim, meaning that it's not that Gimel Shanim is magic. It's not that Gimel Shanim shows that living there for 3 years shows bailus in any way. It's that your being there shows the bailus, and the reyusa on your bailus is not having a shtar. But there's no reyusa anymore because you're not expected to have the shtar. The other way to understand it is that no, being there for 3 years is itself an expression of bailus. That being there for 3 years is itself an expression of bailus. That's the now, that's one meaning of chazak and shas. You have chazaka sometimes means Ruba delasa kaman, sometimes means chazaka. Let's say rov mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchenheim. So that concept that most people who shecht are know what they're doing and know how to shecht, and we have the right to assume are familiar with the laws of shchita. Well, that's a ruba delasa kaman. That's a majority. What do you mean? Did we take a poll of all shecht? No, we didn't take any polls. But it's an assumption. Chazaka is sometimes an assumption that there's a majority that most of the time works out this way. Sometimes what chazaka means, not assumption, not 3 years, sometimes it's a type of kinyan, a kinyan chazaka, kesef shtaru chazaka, if you want to be kona karka, that's how you null gadur parat, you build on it a little bit. Sometimes what chazaka means, status quo, that we assume that the status quo has remained, that a person, a woman was becheskas pesula. So until we know that changed, she still retains the cheskas pesula. So the word chazaka is one of those tricky words that means a lot of different things throughout Shas. So Rav Shachter quotes from the Ramban, I think, that just like you have one word that can mean many different things throughout Shas, sometimes you have different words that mean the same thing throughout Shas. You'll have words that don't look at all similar to each other, but they really all mean the same thing throughout Shas. Zrizim makdim in the mitzvahs and mitzvah bal yado al yachmitzena. They both mean do a mitzvah quickly. So why different phrases? Sometimes it means the same thing. Okay, not everyone agrees with that, but that's how he understands. So anyway, so the Gemara over there in Bab Basra talks about all different kinds of cases of cheskas gimel shanim. So the Gemara says, one guy says, "This house is mine. How do I know it's mine? It's my father's. I claim that it's my father's, and I bring edim that it's my father's, and that I've been living here for 3 years." Right? The other one brings Edim that he's been living there for 3 years, but not that it ever belonged to his father. So what does the Gemara over there say? V'kamar hasam, in the last wide line, uki chazaka bahade chazaka, So each one has Edim that they've been living there for 3 years. So those Edim cancel each other out. But one of them also, one of their sets of Edim also said that it belonged to his father. So when the Edus Chazaka cancels out, what's left standing? The Edus that it belonged to his father. And therefore, he gets to keep it. But V'yamar Rava, Rava says, no. Edus Mukheshesi. It's contradictory Edus. How dare you accept that? You can't accept that Edus. So Fractosus, wait a second. What do you mean contradictory Edus? According to Rava over here, when an Ed is found to be lying, when do we assume he's pasul? Only from the moment we find him to be lying and on, right? Anything he said, even a second before he was found to be lying, should be totally viable and kosher. Right? So what happened? You had two Edim that said, this field belongs to Reuven's father, and Reuven's been there for 3 years. Two other Edim say, no, Shimon's been there for 3 years. Okay, so the first Edim aren't believed that Reuven was there for 3 years. But before they said he was there for 3 years, what did they say? That it belonged to his father. So that should be left standing. Oh, good, we'll get to it. So he says, V'hashta, my nafkal and mina, kiven dam rav mikanu labo nifsal. If rav holds mikanu labo hu nifsal, hachinami hayilo lomar, lamaydi iskachush iskachush. So it should have said, wherever they contradicted each other, they contradicted each other. Avle edus shalav hasa sheyekodem shokchushu. But the edus that belonged to his father, which was before they had contradicted anything, they said anything in contradiction to the other Edom, lo, that shouldn't be invalidated, that should still stand. V'achinami gabi azamakam rava tvicha mechira duhuzmu ala tvicha v'lo ala gneva l'maydi itzum itzum achash l'kolshkein. Rava says, let's say, Yavedim that say, Reuven stole an animal and then shechted it and sold it, right? And it turns out that two other Edim came along and said, no, there's no way you could have known that Reuven shechted it, because the day you claim Reuven shechted it, you were with us in a different place. But the second set of Edim doesn't say a word about the stealing. They don't say a word about Reuven not having stolen the animal. So the halacha is, we assume Reuven stole the animal. That Edus is still there. Why? Who gave the Edus that Reuven stole the animal? The same guys who just turned out to be Edim Zomman about Reuven shechting the animal. Yeah, but it doesn't matter because they said their Edus about stealing the animal before the Edus about Reuven shechting the animal. And anything before the moment they become Edim Zomman is going to be kosher. Now, note, when Tosos talks about Mikanu Lahaba, it's a little bit different than what the Gemara means by Mikanu Lahaba. When Tosos talks about Lamafreya, it's a little different than what the Gemara means by Lamafreya. Why? Because what's Tosos saying? The very testimony that they say that makes them, that they get caught on, right? Nimanu Yisem. That testimony is obviously rejected. What he's saying is, even things that they say 5 seconds before that are not rejected. What about things that they say 2 weeks later, but before they've been caught? That's what the Gemara was talking about. The Gemara says, again, January 1st, two Edim come, let's say Reuven and Shimon, Levi and Yehuda come, and they say Reuven killed Shimon, right? Or Reuven has a chazaka in the house that Shimon claims he owns, something like that. Right? January 1st. On February 1st, Yisachar Zvulun come and say, Levi and Yehuda were with us when they claim they saw Reuven develop this chazaka. The Gemara discusses, what about things that Reuven and Shimon signed on, and what that Levi and Yehuda signed on January 15th, in between. That's the Gemara's machlokas. And that's where Rav is going to say, they're kosher for that. They're only pasul mikanu lahaba, right? That doesn't sound like that's what Tosus is talking about. Tosus is talking about is if on January 1st they didn't just say we saw Reuven develop a chazaka, they say Reuven's father owned it and Reuven developed a chazaka. So obviously the edus that they say that Reuven developed a chazaka is ultimately rejected, because on February 1st that two other edim come and reject it. So the question is, to what extent is that edus rejected? Do we reject everything that was said prior to that also about this case? Or do we only reject that line, because only that line is the line they were caught lying on? So it seems to me, at least, that Tosos working within Mikan Labal the Mafreya is totally different than the Gemara's Mikan Labal the Mafreya. He's working on the Mafreya from the testimony that they actually said that got caught on. The Gemara, when it spoke about the Mafreya, was the Mafreya from the moment they were caught, which means after they said their testimony that they got caught on. But either way, the kasha is a kasha just based on the two Gemaras. Because on the one hand, when it comes to Tvichu Mechira, we say that their testimony about Reuven stealing the animal still stands. Even though that same breath they said that Reuven sold the animal or shechted the animal, and that was found to be Ed Hazama, that they were found to be Edim Zomimina. But what they said a breath earlier that Reuven stole it, that's still good. So Frank tells us by why is it different when it comes to testifying that it belonged to Reuven, that a house belonged to Reuven's father and Reuven had a chazaka. Okay, so other Edom say, no, Shimon had a chazaka. Yeah, but it still belonged to Reuven's father. That should still be standing. That Edom should still count. So it's a stira in its own right. Even what I'm trying to say is, Tosus Kasha doesn't need our Gemara. In fact, I'm not even sure if our Gemara contributes to Tosus Kasha. It's a stira between a Gemara about Basra and this Gemara about Tvichu Mechira, wherever that may be. Right? That's the stira. Because both of those are talking about what he said the moment before he said that Eidos which made him into an Eid Zomim. Our Gemara is talking about what he said after he said the Eidos that made him into an Eid Zomim. But before Edom came along and proved that he was an Eid Zomim. So on the timeline, it's totally different. So Tos says, well, maybe there's a difference between these two. So again, so the Kasha is a self-contained Kasha even without our Gemara. Tos is a first attempt at a Teretz. And by the way, Tos's Kasha, the case of Bob Basra with the house is a case of Hazama or Achasha. The case with the house. First set of Edom says, yeah, what do you say? First set of Edom says that, right, that is his father's and he has a chazaka. Second set of Edom, they say, Manu Yisem. No, what does the second set of Edom say? They say there's a chazaka that the other guy had, right? So that's Hachasha. They're contradicting. Who's been living there for the last 3 years? That's not Hazama. The case of Tvichu Mechira, what's the case? First set of Edom says, Reuven stole the animal, then shechted it, or sold it. Second set of Edom says, the day you claim you saw him shecht or sell it, you were with us. That is Hazama. So Tos is asking, is a stira between a case of Achasha, a case of Hazama? So the simple answer would be, yeah, Rava holds when it's a case of Achasha. So then, you're going to passel even the things he said the moment before. When it's a case of Hazama, you're only going to passel the things he said afterwards, right? That would be the simple answer. So Tosfos anticipates that you're thinking that, and Tos says, no, it's got to be that if in a case of Hazama, we're going to accept what he said a moment before, then Kal v'chomer in a case of Achasha, we have to accept what he said a moment before. Meaning if by Hazama we're not going to destroy everything he said, then by Achasha for sure we can't destroy everything he said. Why? What's that Kal v'chomer? Right, that still says that if you're going to say by alatvich v'lola gedeva lemaydi itzum itzum ba'chasha lo kol shekei, by a chasha for sure you shouldn't destroy everything he said. Why? Why by Hazama should we destroy more than we destroy by Achasha? So presumably, tells us assuming that Hazama reflects much more poorly on a person than Achasha does. If I became an Eitz Zomim, that's much worse for me than if I contradicted somebody else. Why? Why is that much worse for me? Or prove to me that that's true. That it's worse to be an Eitz Zomim than an Eitz Achasha. Punishment is much worse, right? That's pashtus. I get punished as if I am a liar, a definite liar. When it's Eitz Achasha, I'm a maybe liar. Maybe lying, maybe not. But by Eitz Hazama, I'm definitely a liar. Very likely that's what Tos is assuming. However, Eidim Zomim is a Chiddush. Right, Eidim Zomim is a Chiddush, that I'm a liar. And Rava says, Ein l'chabal mishas chidush aveilach. The Chiddush only goes forward from the moment of the Chiddush. So just because you're going to kill me on the Hachash or for something I said a moment earlier, maybe you're not going to do the same thing by Hazama. Why should you kill me on Hazama for something I said a moment earlier? Hazama is a Chiddush. There is a Chakira, I think. It's discussed. Do you view Hachasha as this bad and Hazama as this bad plus? Meaning Hachasha is bad and Hazama is, it's Hachasha plus worse than Hachasha? Or do you view it as two totally separate psulim? Right? It's like, is it, you know, if someone steals small things, he steals a little 2-cent recorder like this, and someone else steals more expensive things, he steals computers, let's say. Right? So, the guy who steals computers is chashu to steal small things also. Meaning it's yesh b'chal masayim man, it's just that he's even worse. He does that aveir, he just does it even worse. But let's say you have a guy who steals, and another guy is mechal Shabbos. So chil Shabbos is worse, but just because he's mechal Shabbos doesn't mean he ever steals anything. They're two totally different concepts. So how do you understand Hazama's relationship with Hachasha? Is it that Hazama is Hachasha plus? Or Hazama is a totally different concept than Hachasha? It has nothing to do with Hachasha. What's Tosus assuming? Tosus says, well, if by Hachasha we're not only going to apostle what he says, we're even going to destroy the statement before what he says. Right? If by Hachasha we're going to say, I'm sorry, if by Hazama we're going to say, then not only are we going to destroy what he says, by Hazama we're going to say that we're going to accept the statement before what he says. Again, by Hazama we say, the Eidim come and say, Reuven stole and then he sold. And it turns out to be an Eid Zomim on the sold. We say, okay, but he still stole it. They're still accepted on what he stole it. Then Kal v'chomer by Achasha, we have to take the statement before and keep it there. We can't destroy the statement before. That Kal v'chomer is based on the idea that Hazama is Hachasha plus. Otherwise, there's no Kal v'chomer. What do you mean Kal v'chomer? Because he's Mechal Shabbos, which is a worse Aveira, he must steal recorders. What does that have to do with anything? If you say he steals computers, so he's Chashad to steal recorders also, okay, that makes sense. But tell me a whole different psul, and then, you know, relate it back, Kal v'chomer. What do you mean Kal v'chomer? It's not Kal v'chomer. But if you view Hazama as Hachasha plus, then it makes sense. Such Kal v'chomer makes sense. Why would you view Hazama as Hachasha plus? Isn't it two totally different things? Hachasha's two Eidim contradict each other. Hazama is Imanu Yisim, a very specific formula. You were with us. So why would it be viewed as Hachasha plus?
It's kind of contradicting also, because it's the second group of Eidim are saying you were with us, but they're kind of saying no.
Exactly. Meaning, within every Hazama is a Hakhasha. Because the first set of Eidim that said, we saw Reuven kill Shimon in New York, 9 a.m. on the morning of December 4th. The morning of December 4th. Then the second group of Eidim says, no, You did not see Reuven kill Shimon 9 a.m. morning at some point. That's Hakhasha. You were in California that day. The first set of Edom is testifying they were in New York that day. The second set of Edom is testifying, no, you were in California that day. So they're contradicting each other about Edos. Now, they're not contradicting the story. As far as the second set knows, Reuven might have killed Shimon 9 a.m. December 4th in New York. But part of the Edos that the first set was saying was that we were there. And the second set contradicts that. So Hazama is Hakhasha Plus. That's the svara to say Azam is Hakhasha Plus. Now you got to figure out what's the svara to say otherwise. So the svara to say otherwise is Hakhasha is when we contradict you about what you're testifying about. When you come into court and say I saw Reuven kill Shimon Sunday morning, December 4th, 9 a.m., you ask any bystander, what did he just testify about? No one's going to say, oh, he testified that he was in New York 9 a.m. Sunday morning. No, what are they going to say? He testified about a murder. He testified about a killing. When the other two Edom come and don't contradict that, they only contradict the whereabouts of the Edom, they're not contradicting the Edos. The Ikar Edos is the killing. So that's not a Chasha. That's the Nakuda. That's the Chakira. Whether Hazama is HaChasha plus or Hazama is a totally different psul. Says Tosfos, to deal with this question again, Tosfos is assuming that Hachash and Hazama could be compared over here. The chi tema da hasamayri shetoch kdei dibur huk chushu. That over there we're talking about that they became huk chash within toch kdei dibur. Meaning, why is it that we reject the eidos that it belonged to their father along with the eidos that they have a chazaka, because it was betoch kdei dibur? Maybe you want to say like that. So Tosfos says, no, we don't say that. Now, in order to figure out why you would say that, why you wouldn't say that, you have to figure out what is this concept of toch kdei dibur. What's pshat in toch kdei dibur? How does toch kdei dibur work? So where do you have toch kdei dibur? Where does it come up in Shas? Or in Halacha? Where does it ever matter? What does toch kdei dibur ever do for us in Halacha? Brach levatala. And in Hilchus Brachos, toch kdei dibur. Hilchus Eidos. Two Eidim have to testify within toch kdei dibur of each other. Why? So, a couple of possibilities. There may really be a din that two Edom have to testify at the exact same time. Or that, well, let's say it that way, that things have to happen at the exact same time. Elamai, it's impossible, because Trei Kali Lamashtami, Bezin can't accept two Eduyos at the exact same time. So, built into the system is that within Toch Kedei Dibur, it's still considered the same second. It's considered the same moment. That every second in time, or let's say every 10 seconds, 5 seconds, is viewed as 1 second. It's viewed as the same moment. It's all packed in, condensed, and can still consider the same moment. By Eidos, I say Eidos and I want to backtrack. I want to back out of the Eidos. When can I back out? Only Toch Kedei Dibur. Why? Because the same time I'm saying that A, I'm also saying B, as long as within Toch Kdei Dibur. I'm also saying my Chazara. That's one way to understand Toch Kdei Dibur. Another way to understand Toch Kdei Dibur is it's not that it's the same moment. Not the same moment in time. They're different moments. But there is a halacha that people make mistakes. It's like when you send an email. I think that Gmail used to have a button, I don't know if they still do, of unsend. They give you like 5 seconds where you're like, you send that angry email and you're like, oh my God, what did I just do? Unsend. You could pull it back. Because you're only strongly committed to something you only have full gemiras das to something once toch de dibur has passed. It's not that 3 seconds later is considered 3 seconds earlier. No, they're different time periods. But you need that extra time to develop a commitment. So, major nafkaminas. One will be whether toch de dibur matters over here. So what I want to do tomorrow, I have to run now. I forgot to put in the Mar Makomos, but take a look at this down. The Ran in the Darim on Daf Pei Zayin Amar Aleph, on the side of the page in the Darim, but Daf Pei Zayin Amar Aleph has a very, very important statement about Toch Kedei Dibur. So we'll discuss that and try to plug it into this Tosfos, then maybe we'll get into the Shtar stuff a little bit tomorrow also. Okay.